Hi, this is Mary.
Hi, Miss Mary. This is Cheryl giving you a call back from XPO. Do you still need assistance?
Yeah.
Okay. And how may I help you?
I'm just returning a call. I guess they need to schedule for people to come out and measure in our kitchen.
Okay, phone number of 512-925-1754. Is that the phone number listed on the order?
Yeah, it's either that one or it could be 512-925-0355.
Or it could be 512-925-0355.
Uh-huh.
Okay, one moment. I'm going to try the first number first, okay? Still waiting on it to load. Still waiting on the system to load the order.
Oh, no problem. There's so many different phone numbers.
And if you can verify the name and address on the order for me.
Okay. It's Carl Martin or Mary Martin.
They have Martin Lindsay.
I'm sorry, what?
They have Martin Lindsay on the order.
This is for, the order is for...
What is the address?
2723 Loyega. It's Loyhga Drive, Round Rock, Texas.
In Austin, Texas?
No, it's Round Rock, Texas.
Zip of 78681.
Yes, correct.
Okay, so the zip is correct. They just got the city wrong. And then they got the name wrong because they got Martin for the first name and Lindsey for the last name.
Okay. Lindsey is my husband's middle name, which is really odd that that would be in the system.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That's no problem. It's either Carl or Martin.
The last name should be Martin.
Martin, that's correct. M-A-R-T-I-N.
Mercy, you got the last name first. First, okay, Home Depot. Need them to do a whole lot better. Okay, first, let's get that correct. And then I got his middle name, but not his. Carl with a C or with a K?
Carl with a C.
Okay.
And my husband, I think, got the receipt emailed, so he probably didn't look at it to see if it was.
Most men don't. And it should be Round Rock, Texas.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay. Home Depot was having a bad day.
Well, they went on a holiday, so.
Mm-mm, no excuse. I'm going to need them to do better. All right, so that's Round Rock, Texas.
Yeah, I thought we were at a Round Rock depot. Just on the edge of Austin.
Okay, now that we've gotten the name and everything correct, phone number is good, got the city correct, now we will move to the new schedule. When are the units supposed to be delivered?
I don't think they set that up yet. I think they're just going to do measurements first. And
okay, they will wait on the measurement first. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's get you scheduled.
And we both are working from home, so anytime works for us.
Now, that is good.
You know that postal code? Can you repeat that, please?
I said, what was your postal code? I want to make sure I kept the correct postal code in.
78681.
78681.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Do it remain? So you both work from home. In your area. Somebody want to listen to me getting a new headset. They changed one piece. I need a whole new headset. It's making this crying noise. Okay, so we have appointments for Thursday and Friday of this week that are still open. And then we all of next week is open except for on Saturday.
Friday works fine.
Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I got you, Mrs. Martin, scheduled for this coming Friday. You'll get a call on Thursday night with the time frame for Friday. And then on the day of them coming out, they will call you 30 minutes prior to arriving at your home.
I think you're breaking up a little bit. Can you repeat that, please?
I said the day of the measurement, they will call you 30 minutes prior to arriving at your home, and you'll get a call on Thursday night with the time frame for Friday.
Okay, that's perfect.
All right. Anything else I can assist with?
No, I think that's it. Appreciate your help.
You're quite welcome. Thank you so much for calling XPO. Enjoy your evening.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.